This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Open offices. All the rage the past decade or so, those wall-less, doorless, in theory, airy hives of worker productivity, people seated cheek by jowl along big communal tables. They've become a favorite punching bag for frustrated workers who blame them for everything from spreading the flu to cranking up anxiety. Well, there's a new survey from the HR research firm Future Workplace that shows people are actually evenly split in their preference for an open office floor plan, and the difference seems to come down to how well somebody can deal with noise and distraction. From our Workplace Culture Desk, Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more on how workers are surviving a world without walls.
Office design trends come and go, reflecting shifting tastes and the values of their time. From the cushy, closed-door executive suites of the post-war Mad Men era,
please shut the door and have a seat,
to the soulless monotony of cubicle farms lambasted in the movie Office Space.
I gotta get out of here. I think I'm gonna lose it.
Our current obsession with open offices is in many ways a reaction to those environments, says Karen Dillon, author of the Harvard Business Review Guide to Office Politics.
There's almost like a management backlash that's now playing itself out. We've allowed people too much independence, or they don't collaborate enough, or we need innovation.
The open office, where employees are forced to congregate in a democratized communal space, has been billed as a way to enhance collaboration, to build relationships through spontaneous interactions that inspire trust and creativity. Plus, they look cool.
For sure, the open office looks great in pictures. You know, you put up some cool-looking posters and maybe paint the walls a color that really pops, and it gives a feeling like your company is really hip and cool.
Roland Dreyer is a software engineer for a data storage company in the heart of Silicon Valley, where the craze for the open office was born. He says back when his company was a scrappy startup with a couple dozen employees, it allowed the growing business to save on overhead, stay nimble, and reinforce the feeling they were doing things differently.
Kind of sitting around in a small space with close colleagues and talking all the time, I think that was really effective.
At first, since those early days, they've added thousands of employees, expanded from one room into multiple buildings, and the open floor plan doesn't quite work the same.
You just kind of end up with a jumble of people distracting each other.
A growing body of research shows that, surprise, having a bunch of people in one place with no walls leads to a lot of noise and distraction. Everything from overhearing personal phone calls to loud chewers, chatty Cathys, nail clippers, you get the idea. Not exactly conducive to sustained concentration and productivity.
It's kind of like being in a zoo sometimes.
Christopher Oliver works in sales for an electrical equipment manufacturer in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, where he doesn't even have an assigned seat. He keeps his belongings in a locker and floats from desk to desk, booking different workstations through an app. He says his attention has likewise begun to wander.
It's like, oh, cool, what are they talking about, you know? It's just like, you know, a dog seeing a squirrel. You know, you just listen to everything and look at everything.
When Oliver needs to focus, he turns to what has become the go-to survival tool of the open office worker, headphones. Not only for their ability to drown out external sound, but, Karen Dillon says, for what they say to your coworkers.
When people see the headphones on, it sends a signal to people that I'm working or I'm engaged or I'd rather not be interrupted.
The need to disconnect from the chaos this way can create barriers, though. Research suggests workers in open offices are less likely to speak to each other face-to-face, relying on Slack or email instead. But the Future Workplace survey found groups who are more likely to use headphones to create personal space, like millennials and Gen Z, did have a more positive impression of open offices. Roland Dreyer says he turns up the classical music and podcasts on his headset.
Most streaming services now seem to have playlists that are geared towards people trying to focus.
Though they probably don't include Christopher Oliver's chosen soundtrack.
I listen to metal, you know, double pedal drums and screamy metal, and that kind of just puts me in my happy zone.
Sounds more like the angry zone to me, but whatever gets you through the day. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.